A struggling actor sits in his beat-up Toyota, gazing at the mansions dotting the Hollywood Hills. He pulls out a check, writes himself $10 million for acting services rendered, dates it Thanksgiving 1995, and tucks it in his wallet. Years later, Jim Carrey receives exactly that amount for Dumb and Dumber, just before Thanksgiving 1995. He credits a tiny red booklet from 1926 as the foundation of this practice. That booklet, just 28 pages long, has quietly transformed millions of lives, while its author deliberately remained anonymous, believing true service requires no recognition. What makes It Works so enduringly powerful isn't complexity or novelty, it's radical simplicity applied with unwavering consistency. In a world of increasingly complex solutions to life's challenges, where self-help programs often require extensive commitments, this radical simplicity continues transforming lives through the power of focused desire. Why do some people magnetically attract opportunities while others struggle despite equal effort? The difference isn't talent or luck. It's knowing exactly what you want. Most people drift with vague wishes, doing better, hoping business will pick up, worrying without defining alternatives. Fuzzy thinking produces fuzzy results. Within you exists what Jarrett calls a mighty power, your subconscious mind, capable of orchestrating circumstances beyond conscious control. But it requires precise instructions. Consider Sarah, a marketing executive who spent years vaguely dissatisfied. When she defined exactly what she wanted, specific responsibilities, salary range, company culture, work-life balance, opportunities aligned within weeks. Jarrett's cornerstone practice, write down your desires. This isn't journaling. It's transforming vague wishes into crystallized intentions. Writing forces clarity thinking cannot achieve. List desires by importance, being ruthlessly specific. Review daily, refining until each resonates deeply. Michael, a struggling writer, talked about finishing his novel for years. When he wrote specific daily word counts, completion dates, and publishing goals, everything shifted. Written commitments transformed dreams into obligations. Within 6 months, he completed the manuscript that had languished for years. Three non-negotiable rules create a closed circuit of energy, protecting your desires from interference. First, read your list 3 times daily, morning, noon, and night. Morning reading programs your subconscious before distractions begin. Midday realigns focus during active hours, and evening review plants seeds to work while you sleep. Second, think about your desires throughout the day. Redirect thoughts during idle moments, waiting in line, sitting in traffic, or during breaks. Like tuning a radio to a specific frequency, your consciousness picks up signals aligned with your intentions that you'd previously overlooked. Third, tell no one about your plan. Discussing goals prematurely creates false accomplishment that reduces motivation and invites others' doubts into your thinking. Lisa, an entrepreneur, kept her second business plans private until the foundation was solid. Without defending her vision against discouraging advice, she maintained the clarity and confidence needed to succeed. This silence protects fragile early manifestation from external skepticism. Jarrett states simply that the method of accomplishment will unfold to you, but several mechanisms explain its effectiveness. Your reticular activating system, the brain's information filter, notices relevant opportunities once you define what you want. Like buying a red car and suddenly seeing red cars everywhere, your mind becomes attuned to goal-aligned possibilities. Writing and reviewing goals creates psychological commitment that fundamentally changes behavior. Studies show we're far more likely to follow through on written commitments, and daily review makes abandoning your intentions increasingly difficult. The practice aligns conscious and unconscious resources. Your conscious mind sets the target, while your unconscious works on solutions continuously. This explains why insights often come during showers or walks, moments when your conscious mind relaxes. Clarity creates confidence that changes how you interact with the world. David, a sales professional with inconsistent performance, implemented Jarrett's method with specific income goals. His sales increased through subtle behavioral shifts, more confident speaking, persistent follow-up, and resilience to rejection. Whether you view this as psychology or subconscious power, the results speak for themselves. You can have what you want, but you must accept everything that comes with it. The power to manifest your desires includes responsibility for their consequences. You can create outcomes that ultimately make you miserable or harm others, building a prison of your own design. Robert manifested wealth through a sudden business opportunity, but his single-minded focus on money led him to compromise quality and service. The result? Legal troubles and destroyed relationships. When he later applied the method with goals including ethical practices and balanced success, he built a sustainable enterprise, bringing both prosperity and peace. Jarrett advises planning for the greatest good here on earth while paving the way for eternal hope beyond. This isn't moralism, it's practical wisdom. Desires aligned with deeper values and others' well-being bring more lasting fulfillment than those focused solely on personal gain. The universe responds more generously to requests that honor collective well-being alongside personal ambition. Success with this method requires daily practice, even without immediate results. Those who apply the three rules faithfully experience breakthroughs. Those who practice sporadically blame the method when inconsistent application is the real issue. Thomas, a business consultant, tried the method half-heartedly for 2 weeks and dismissed it. Years later, facing bankruptcy, he committed to 6 months of unwavering practice. Within 3 months, connections and opportunities emerged that resolved his financial crisis and established a new career path. Consistency creates compound effects invisible early on. Like water dripping on stone, each repetition creates microscopic changes that eventually break through resistance. The first weeks show little external evidence, but internal shifts occur, neural pathways forming, beliefs shifting, awareness expanding, that later manifest visibly. Successful practitioners tie their practice to existing habits, reading lists during morning coffee, reviewing goals before bed, or reflecting during lunch breaks. This integration maintains consistency even during busy periods. The key isn't perfection, but persistence. Missing occasional days matters less than the overall pattern of steady practice. Jarrett's challenge is simple. Test the method on what you want most. Your intellectual assessment means nothing compared to actual application with genuine commitment. The beauty lies in remarkable accessibility, requiring only paper, pen, and commitment. Whether you're a CEO in Manhattan or a farmer in rural India, it remains equally available. Stories abound of individuals from all walks of life achieving remarkable results. Doctors and dishwashers, students and retirees, skeptics and believers alike. The process works equally well for modest goals and ambitious dreams. Some begin with small targets to build confidence, others dive straight into major life changes. The scale matters less than precision and consistency. So here's your invitation. Know precisely what you want, write it down with clarity, follow the three rules consistently for 6 months, and judge by your results. Your dreams aren't waiting for the perfect moment. They're waiting for you to get clear, write them down, and show up every day until they materialize.